Question from Kesha Nimai Prabhu. I came across a person who is in the habit of drinking his own urine. We have heard about even Morarji Desai, who is a big leader, used to do the same activity. Is it a kind of treatment? Is it really beneficial for health? Is there any spiritual aspect in it? Answer. Medical opinion is last. By medical opinion, if I talk about allopathic medical opinion, is divided about the benefits of urine therapy. In general, it is discouraged because it is a waste product coming from the body and it is likely to contain some toxics which the body wants to excrete from itself. So to drink it is considered to be harmful. But in certain cases, there might be some benefits from it. So Srila Prabhupada's attitude towards this was dismissive. Actually speaking, from a physiochemical point of view, even Prabhupada would say even the stool might contain some things which may provide some nutrition, some chemicals which the body needs. But Vedic culture tells us that certain things are shuchi and certain things are muchi, certain things are clean, certain things are unclean. And the waste products that the body has excreted out are generally considered unclean. And in fact, one of the prominent forms of torture for captives or imprisoned persons is to make them eat or drink their own waste products. One of the horrors of the Nazi concentration camps was that the Nazis made the imprisoned Jews eat their own stool, and that was quite horrible. So in general, eating one's waste products is quite a ghastly thing to do. So in certain situations, if medical advice for certain specific things recommends that urine be taken, then it may be taken. Is there any spiritual aspect to it? Generally speaking, no. So Srila Prabhupada certainly didn't talk about it. Now, in Ayurveda, again, the medical opinion is divided. For certain situations, in certain extreme places, it might be recommended. But in general, the broad principle is that what the body has by its own mechanism thrown out, that the very indication the body has excreted it is that it is not something suitable for the body. So therefore, as devotees, we look at things from the scriptural point of view, and from the we can also look at it from the medical point of view. From the scriptural point of view, Prabhupada's stand against this was quite clear, that it is considered shuchi to such an extent that even when it comes out of one hole from the body, we consider the whole body to be contaminated, and that's why we have to wash our hands and wash our legs at that time. And what to speak of something which contaminates even while going out of the body, how can we take it inside the body again? That is surely very contaminating from the point of view of cleanliness that is foundational to the practice of spirituality. And as I said, from the medical point of view, the mainstream opinion is that it is unlikely to be beneficial except under some exceptional circumstances. That's why we, as devotees, we don't have to get involved in any of these things. This world is a very complex place, and as Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Keshavatuva Jagata Vichitra. So anybody can come up with any survey which says that this is beneficial for health, drink it. So we don't depend so much on empirical findings. We focus on scriptural understanding. And we understand surely nobody is going to make, just as Prabhupada would tell those who wanted to take drugs to go high, that you cannot purchase spiritual advancement just by some material substances. By taking some material drugs, if we make spiritual advancement, that would mean that Krishna is subordinate to matter. So similarly, just by taking some material products, especially by taking one's own waste product, one can obviously not make any spiritual advancement. That's why, as devotees, we don't get involved in these things. And if we are connected with some people who are thinking of doing these things, we can discourage them as much as possible. But overall, if somebody is too attached to these things, just keep that aside and focus on practicing devotional service. That's how we can tell those who are involved in these things. So they might feel that, they might claim that there are certain health benefits for it. So they do such things. So if that's what their feeling is, then at least in the initial phase of Krishna consciousness, there is no need to absolutely demand that they give it up. No urine therapy is not a regulative principle. So if somebody feels that that is beneficial, somebody has certain ideas about it, fine. Let them practice Krishna consciousness, develop faith in scriptures. And over a period of time, then they will start seeing the validity, the authenticity, and the truth of the Vedic understanding. Thank you.